Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Molitor moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheffield hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maldonado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive for a triple. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive for a single. Molitor scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Melito Perez now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Hamilton moves to third. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Navarro covering, for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sheffield hits a pop-up beyond short. Guillen can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheffield. Guillen moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Raines moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Brewers. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Maldonado reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perez catches it and throws to second to double up Maldonado. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. 2 outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive for a single. Dan Plesac now pitching. Corey Snyder pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snyder out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Snyder now playing first base. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears misplays the ball. That's an error on Spears. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up beyond first. Stubbs can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Scott Fletcher pinch hits for Joey Cora. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Sosa goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Fletcher moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Raines. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Raines scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Chuck Krim now pitching. Matt Morello pinch hits for Corey Snyder. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Craig Grebeck now playing third base. Ron Karkovice now catching. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. B. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a pop-up towards third. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spears is 0-for-3 in the game. Spears hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.